Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good. It's a good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a good morning. It's a mighty good morning. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. It's a good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Good morning. Hallelujah. We are of the ministry's daughters of God, and it's tea time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. But now those who are coffee lovers, you may have your cup of coffee. You may have your ginger tea, and lemon, your hot ginger tea, just something nice and soothing. Or you may just say, I don't want anything at all. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Basically, what we're doing is encouraging you to take that time, you and Jesus, Yeshua, quiet time with your Savior. As you read the Word, as you meditate on the Word, as you just sit down and just quietly just listen, have your pen and pad with great expectation, and He will say something to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you'll remember it. Ask questions and watch the answers flow. Hallelujah. Yes. And sometimes He says absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zero. Not a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I thank God for this day, because truly it is a good day. Does that mean that everything is going my way and everything is perfect? It's in divine order. Yes. Yes. Everything, there is a season. Most importantly, God is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the most important. There is nothing better than knowing that God is with us. Ooh. Oh my God. And He has plans for us for this day. Yes. Something we need to say, something we don't need to say. Something we need to do, something we don't need to do. Yes. And we know that we have brothers and sisters who are looking at the devastation, the fires, the hurricanes, the epidemic, not only just one place, all over. All over. We can say thank God for the lives that were saved. Thank God. Ask God to give comfort to those who have lost loved ones. Yes. And strength. Yes. We can do that. We can do that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. He is just so good. And we just have to thank Him for His strength. Thank Him for His care. And thank Him for His mercy. There's so much going on. Pray that God will open our eyes that we may see. That we may see. I saw something, and I was just flowed. I was absolutely flowed. And I said, oh my, I can't have been the only one that saw it. I just cannot be. And I'm going, oh my God, things that would never have happened in these United States. And it's, what is the price But we have been so comfortable with doing things that it doesn't even faze us when we're doing wrong. It doesn't faze. When we see the wrong, we don't even recognize it and don't speak about it. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. But while those are doing one thing and stating their position, we who are prayer warriors and intercessors know that it's war time. That means it's prayer time. Yes, it is prayer time. So what do? We pray. Hallelujah. We pray. Oh, we go to our Father and we don't let up. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm not sure. Mother, are you on? She's not on yet. I was going to talk about times and seasons. And I'm on Moses. I declare, if that's not so plain to you, I don't know what is. Talking about purpose. God's purpose for your life. Your reason for being on the earth. Oh my God. Perfect example. We don't have to go any further. You can really start with yourself. But as I was going through scripture, I want to wait for Mother to come on. I was going through scripture, and I didn't even think about that. I didn't have this one written down, but this scripture is very, it's one of those, you know, those God-given scriptures. Mm-hmm. This is one of those God-given scriptures to me. And I guess I was to share it with you. But this is one of those scriptures wherein I was being a little challenged and not walking as a mature, conducting myself as, well, no, I won't say that. But I was disappointed about some things. I, we have to be very careful with the I word. Mm-hmm. We get busy and we say we're doing something for the Lord, but we have our own personal, and I can understand, but no, let me keep it in the vein of what you're saying. We have our own forecast. Mm-hmm. What we think success looks like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not what God may be looking at. And we don't realize that God used situations and circumstances to bring us to a place of understanding who we are, where we are, and what's in our heart, and even to correct us. Mm-hmm. Even to correct us. And it's good to be corrected by the Lord. Yes, it is. And as we begin to be corrected, it's so that we can mature up. Mm-hmm. So we can mature up. And what's going to lead me into what I'm going to talk about or share with you today is, let's just go over here to Ecclesiastes. Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay, come on. We know where it is. Ecclesiastes
3, starting at. And there are other verses that relate to time and season. But this is what we need to stay focused on, that the time and season belong to God. He's the master of the clock. Yeah, he's the master of the clock. The every tick-tock of the clock. He's in control of the clock. Yes. Now, we can go first to Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Mm-hmm. And we're in a corporate season, and we're in individual season of our life. Yeah, and God is in control of it. God is in control of it. And some season, some are in a season where we're being corrected and taught, and there are lessons to be learned. And you can say, well, then every one of these seasons is that. But yes, it's the degree. Some are elementary, mm-hmm, and some are in the master program, okay? But it's a learning season. And it's a reaping season. And it's a season of joy. Everything's just going your way. But in these seasons, we must make sure we're honoring God and know that and honor him for being the master and asking him to open our eyes that we may learn and hear what it is that he is saying to us, because we are bearing fruit. In each season, we are bearing fruit. In each season, we are bearing fruit. Mm-hmm. You're gonna bear your fruit. Mm-hmm. And then it's a harvest time. Listen, Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to mourn. Praise the Lord. Someone I hadn't seen in a long time. God bless you. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to moan and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. There is a season. There is a season. Said the sons of Issachar, they could discern the time. Hallelujah. And you can, and all you have to do is seek God. He's not that far away from you. He cares about you. He cares about me. He loves you. Yes, he does. He loves you. And sometimes you say, Lord, all of this craziness, this nonsense, what is this? Why is all this happening to me? Let me show you something here. Same chapter, the 11th verse. God got you. He got me. How we conduct ourselves and our season will determine the fruit that will be harvested. Hey, glory. Now listen to this. God made everything beautiful. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. That's God. No man. But it's God. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, regardless of what season you're in. Regardless to what season you're in. Regardless. See, in a season where it feels like you, everybody's turned against you. There's one who has not. There is one. Ooh, glory. The whole world could be for you. But if he is against you, you're lost. It's hopeless. It's a hopeless situation. But if the whole world turned against you and he is for you, hey, glory, he's more and greater, and he shines in you, and he can change lives because of him in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I know how they treat her. I know it. And she can be nice to them. She can say he can be nice to them. And it's pure. Yes. Because God's nice to you. God nice to me. Good. We're bold enough. And we all have to come to the place and the seasons and times of our life help us to become more matured in God. Our faith is built up. Someone said, you don't know what I've been through, the sickness and all of these things that happened. Yes, but you came through it. And now you can say, you can lift your hands to heaven because you know that the only one that brought you through was God himself. Hallelujah. It was God. And you see his awesomeness. Hallelujah. Thank God, you saw what they did. You saw this and you saw that. You know the pain that I went through. But he brought you through. He brought you through. He refreshed you. He renewed us. He brought us through. He brought us through. When there was no one had that you could turn to. When you felt like throwing in the towel, giving up, he brought you through. Not only did he bring you through, he healed you. Made you whole. And now you can lift your hand to heaven. Bless his name. But I got news for you. You lift your hands to heaven and you blessed his name while you were going through. He wouldn't let you give up. Hallelujah. He had plans for you. You're not the same person that went in that came out. Hallelujah. You can stand and tell the world, I know. Oh, I know my God lives. Yes, I know he'll do this. He'll comfort you. I know he'll wipe your tears away. I know it. I know he'll give you a song because he's done it for me. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever state we find ourselves in, we know that our God is our help. We can call on him in the time of trouble. He's built your faith up in him. And you can tell a dying world that he's real and that he lives. Because he's living in you. He's living in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Different times and different seasons of our lives, maturity is developed. And it brings about maturity and development, confidence in your God. You begin to be able to stand strong and do some things for him that you weren't able to do before. Hallelujah. 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 14 of the same chapter says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does do it, that men should fear before him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be already been. And the law requires that which is past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's comfort and confidence in our God and where he leads us. We sing a song, where he lead me, I'll follow. But do we really realize that, or are we saying as long as it is within my plan, within my comfort zone? Within my comfort zone. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? We tell God and we say something and we really think we mean it. But then when we look, it is based on our limited knowledge, understanding, and our selfishness. This is what I want to do for the Lord. But have you, it's like this, we who have children say, tell the children, wash the dishes, make up your bed, mop the floor before I come in, make sure everything is done before I get back. Their friends are outside. Yes, the front needs to be swept. The grass needs to be raked. So what they decide to do, to rake the grass, sweep, and it looks wonderful, but that's not what you told them to do. We have a tendency to do that because we want to hang out with our friends. We want our friends to say who we are. We want our friends to, to lend credence that we are all right with God. Look what I did for him. Not what he told you to do. He told you to scrub those spots. Make up your bed. You understand what I'm saying? And nobody saw you. It wasn't to go on show for anyone. It was to be obedient to your Father. So that's what we have to learn to do. Yield to God. Yield to God, not try to learn how to get around it. And sometimes in our blindness, we really think we're sincere and what we're doing is right, but we want to see it because we're saying we want to do this for the Lord. And I put in all this hard work and look what the fruit should be. But that's not what God is looking for. So he corrects us. Yes, he does. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Here's Jeremiah. And Jeremiah says, righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore do the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that dealt very treacherous planted them? Yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reign. But thou, O Lord, knowest me, thou see me, and try mine heart towards thee. Bring them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed and the birds, because they say, he shall not see our last end. If thou hast run, listen to what God said. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they weary thee, and how will thou be in the swelling of the Jordan? Now you say, what in the world is she saying? Okay, Jeremiah 12, starting at the first verse. Jeremiah is making his complaint to the Lord about how he is righteous, and it seems as if the righteous are triumphing and seem as if they're just alleviated from all the punishment for their wicked ways. And God says to Jeremiah, listen, verse 5, 12, 5. If thou hast run with the footmen and they weary thee, then how can thou contend with the horses? Why is that scripture so special to me? I had planned a prayer meeting, about 18 years ago. And I had it at my home. And I had had some before, and it was just, well, it was a blessing. This one didn't get many people, and I did everything that I knew for the people to come. And I prepared everything, and it just wasn't that many people. And I, to tell you the truth, I was devastated. I was tired. I could feel the weight of heaviness, exhaustion all over me. And then I was focusing in the whole time. Why nobody came? Why nobody came? I mean, there were such a few came. And yet I missed this. One of the ladies, and she eventually wrote some books on this, she said she had a vision. And she saw on the wall praying. And she saw angels standing. And as we were praying, she saw the angels sending the swords. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, our prayers, God's presence was there. And she said that she saw that I was just busy, busy, busy doing. I don't mind admitting it. She said I was just busy doing. I didn't share with her what was on my heart. She said, but this time, she saw that I had a sense of urgency And my attitude was different because I just wanted everything right. It was important to me, but not as important as praying. Still didn't catch it. So after everyone left, went upstairs and I got on my knees and I just cried before the Lord. I just cried. My heart was just broken. God, I disappointed you. But did I really disappoint God or did I disappoint myself? Because I thought, God, I tried to do it so people could come. You know this, and you're God. You could have made them come. I went there. And then I couldn't hear nothing. Then all of a sudden I said, I don't want to hear anybody, nothing. I don't hear nothing. I just want to hear the Lord. I got on my knees and I'm telling you, the silence was so thick you could cut it. Like, Lord. So I got up. I opened the Bible. Jeremiah 12. Starting at the fifth verse. And in that particular Bible, it said, Jeremiah complained and God answered. I was like, what? If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with the horses? I said, what? Well, I mean, all those big buffalo tears just dried up, just like, shoo. Like, Lord, what are you saying to me? You have to be strong in the Lord. You have to make sure you're running the race for Him. And if you can't contend, you can't run with those who are on foot. What you gonna do, those who are on horses? The situation. You can't handle this and you wanna handle bigger things? No. I learned my lesson to seek God, to understand His will and His way. And His purpose. I understood to do that which is honoring Him, regardless to what it looked like, what it appeared to be to man. Doesn't matter. It's bold enough to stand and do what God has called you to do. It's bold enough to live the life that God has called you to live. It's bold enough to serve God the way He said to serve Him. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And we're learning some things. Mm-hmm. There's some errors in some places. And that's a subject for another day. We have to get right, do what God has called us to do. Get right. And be bold enough to do what God has called you to do. It's the time and the season for it. It's the time and the season for the sons of God to come forth and stand strong and do away with formalities, do away with Trini sayings and Trini doings. It's time out for that. It's time to honor God. It's time to be holy. Oh, yes, it is. It's time for righteousness. Oh, yes, it is. It's time. Time out for being going along with it because you have set somebody up on a pedestal. It's time to get right with God. Oh, yes, it is. Now is the appointed time. He want to show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Hallelujah. You got to turn down the plate. You have to go before the Lord. Humble yourself. Seek your God. Hey, obstacle. Seek your God. Hallelujah. Like you never hold on to the reins as strong, hard as you can. And hold on. Get strong in the Lord. He is the one who can strengthen us. He is the one that can empower us. He is the one who can lead us and guide us in the direction that he has ordained for us, that we may satisfy and please him in this season of our life. Hallelujah. I can't tell you you're going to have that Mercedes and that big old house and nothing wrong with, but there are things. There are things. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. But you got to seek the kingdom of God. Glory. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. I feel has no place in it. You have to know the giver and the receiver of life. Yes, you do. You have to know the giver and the receiver of life. I'm telling you. You have to know him for yourself. You have to know your God. The one that blew the breath of life into you and you became a living soul. The one who placed you in your mama's belly and who knew the plans and the thoughts that he had for you. Not your plans and not your thoughts. He allows us to have desires. He allows us to do some things that we want to do. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But if you look at your life, you will see how he has orchestrated and brought you to this point. And when you deviated, what happened? You don't want to sit in those seasons that was rough till you learn a lesson. And sometimes we try to get out of a season because we don't want to go through. I know, I've been there. But we have to yield to God. Thank him for being with us. Whatever state you find yourself in, ask him to show you what it is that he wants you to see, what lessons he wants you to understand and clarity. And what is it that he wants you to do where you are? Where you are, what is it that you want me to do where I am now? He may just want you to exempt some things, simplify some things, do the works that he has given you. We don't understand ministering. So for ministering and being a caregiver, being a friend, showing someone what it's like to be a help to someone. And you may find that's all you do alone. It's for a reason. Even in your life, you find that you're still able to do. Nothing is too hard for God. He is our provider. I've been there. I've done it. Just so many things. When you're sick and then you're recuperating and then you're helping someone else. God is awesome. We don't understand his ways. But we have to be strong enough and determined that it's God's way and not our own. God's will and not our own. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Nobody but God. He loves. If you just put your hand on your heart and say, God loves me. I'm loved by the Almighty God. He knows where I am. He knows my time and my season. He knows. He appointed it for me. He appointed it. Knowing. And he'll see me through it. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Get all the old stuff. All the errors. All the false teachings out. Let the truth. God's word is truth. Grow up and mature in you. God is good. I tell you, there's none like him. There is absolutely, positively none like our God. Well, what can I do in the meantime? Well, I'm trying to get myself together. Well, my eyes are coming open, and I don't know what God wants me to do, and I don't understand. What is it that I can do after giving God your heart and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Listen to this. 2 Chronicles 7:14. God said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Hear that. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Point. Take. You have something you can do. Read it again. Now, if you go over to Isaiah, we just like flipping over 43:7. Listen, and this is a sealer right here. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I made it. Hallelujah. What did she say? God made you for his glory. Hallelujah. You're beautiful in the sight of God. Hallelujah. He made you and you're marvelously made. Number 6. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jude 1, my sisters and my brothers. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, going in the reassurance that God loves you and he got it all under control. Till we meet again at the appointed time, God bless you. Thank you.